Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, June 11th, 2014, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. We have so much stuff to talk about. It is a very, very busy news day. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Obviously, the big news is Eric Cantor's stunning defeat in his primary in his home state. And Cantor had like $5 million to run for his primary. The money was pouring in from large corporations and all of these pro-Israel support groups and PACs and the rest of it. They just poured in the money, and he was defeated by the Tea Party's $200,000 candidate. And this has sent shockwaves through the entire political structure. Eric Cantor has just announced he will step down as the House Majority Leader in order to focus on being, you know, more connected to the GOP as it heads into November. And it's amazing to see how everybody's out there hemming and hawing and trying to find some way to sort of explain this away as an oddity. But it's very obvious the Tea Party is not dead. Despite all the media smears and the rejection, huge, huge victory. Not just in that district, but across the nation as a whole. People are seeing this as a validation of the idea that the two entrenched powers have to go. Now, lost in all of the corporate media's reporting on this are a couple of facts that I think represent the major factor here. Eric Cantor is a dual citizen. He has an Israeli passport. And he was getting all this funding and support from all these pro-Israel groups. And he was always out there, I'm a friend of Israel, we must do this for Israel, we must do that. And I think the American people just kind of started wondering, who is he representing? Israel or the United States of America? Because you can't do both. No government can serve two masters. And right now, and we've been saying this for a long time, and it appears to be getting some traction. Right now, in these times, America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And hopefully this is the start of a major trend, because a friend of Israel, provably, looking at history, a friend of Israel is no friend of America. Now, Nancy Pelosi was out there saying, well, clearly the dynamic has changed, and hemming and hawing and dancing around the issue. I think this is the beginning of a groundswell of voter protest, rejecting the friends of Israel inside the United States government. And it was an overwhelming landslide defeat. Now, remember, yes, we have dishonest, rigged elections. But election rigging can swing the percentages a few points back and forth. You can't reverse a landslide, or it's obvious that's what you have been doing. We posted an article to whatreallyhappened.com from jhaines6wordpress.com. It's a flashback to 2012 about the dual citizens who are in the U.S. Congress and who their financial backers are. And when you look at all of these individuals, these Israel firsters, it is very clear from their financial support and their voting record that they are not concerned or connected with what's going on in the United States of America. They're just always obsessive about, we must do for Israel. We have to stand by Israel. We have to. And the voters in Eric Cantor's district gave him the old heave-ho. And I think that's going to be a major, major factor. Now, back in 2012, we had pointed out where a lot of people running for Congress were now setting up two websites for their campaign. One was for ordinary Americans, and the other was for their Israeli supporters. And you'd go to the website that was distributed to Israeli supporters. I'm a friend of Israel. I believe Israel should have better. And on the other website, no mention of it. So even back then in 2012, politicians began to realize that this unquestioning support for Israel and its crimes was becoming a liability. Maybe 10 years ago, a politician could get up there and say, I'm a friend of Israel, and all the voters would say, yay! Well, not anymore. Not anymore. Now, this is also going to impact the NSA, because Eric Cantor was one of the staunchest supporters of NSA spying on you law-abiding American citizens. And he was just powerful ally, defender. He was always out there saying, yes, we have to watch ordinary law-abiding citizens to protect us from criminals and terrorists, none of which they ever actually found. So it is a major shockwave, and it's still reverberating, and everybody's trying to come up with some reason to dismiss it. That's a fluke. It's nothing important. It's just a tea party, and they got lucky, and we're already, I already got an email saying that the rejection of Eric Cantor proves that anti-Semitism is alive and well in the United States of America. But I think it's anti-Israelism that's going on here. And we're not talking about their religion. We're not talking about their ethnic background. What we're talking about are the crimes committed by the government of Israel against the rest of the world, including the United States of America. Having this primary so close to the anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty probably was not exactly prudent. Hopefully it's the start of a trend. We need to get a U.S. government that is concerned with the United States, and Israel's kind of a hobby off to one side that they'll fuss with when nothing more important is going on. But to see this shameful display by American politicians who launch their campaigns inevitably with a trip to Israel to get the picture at the Wailing Wall, it's humiliating to the American voter. And last night, the voters finally stood up and said, you know, we've really had enough of this nonsense. And as I said, I hope this will be a trend. Now, we were talking the other day about all this sudden surge of mass shootings all over the country that are taking place. And how it just, like somebody threw a switch, said, we need a lot of mass shootings everywhere. We've got to get this thing going on. And I'm not the only person talking about it. Over an Investment Watch blog, they have a headline story, America Under Attack, Massive Coordinated Staged Shooting Gun Control Operation Underway. And we recognize that's what's going on. Now, up in Seattle, where they had that campus shooting, the prosecutor is saying, oh, the problem is this guy went off his medications. He wanted to feel the hate. Well, if you've been studying the research on these prescription antidepressants, you will understand that it is when you are getting off those medications, you are most at risk for a chemically induced rampage. And they're trying to sell the idea that if he just stayed on his medication, everything would be okay. And if you go over to SSRIstories.com and you read the accounts there, you will understand that is not true. But we have another case of gun violence linked to prescription psychiatric medication. Now, over at OregonLive.com, they've got a Twitter feed broadcast going about that shooting. And at 8:57 a.m., there was a story confirming the early witness reports that there were three shooters. Two fled the scene, left the patsy there to be found. And we're seeing all of these things all over the country. And we even put up a map that was put together by the Washington Post showing where all the, how many school shootings have been happening ever since Sandy Hook, and isn't it a terrible tragedy? Well, if you look very carefully at that map, you'll see that most of these shootings, in fact, almost all these shootings, are in states with strict gun laws already. Now, right now, their corporate media is trying to basically link the mass shootings with critics of the government. And they're trying to say that anybody who wants to bring about change, they're causing these acts of violence. Why? Common sense tells you that anybody who's seriously trying to bring about change in our society is not going to go out and commit any actions that would destroy their public support. You didn't see George Washington and Thomas Jefferson walking into schools and shooting them up, trying to get the British out of the country. No, they needed the support of the general public. They wouldn't have done something that foolish. So when you see these victimization of innocents, you know, students at schools, I mean, it's tailor-made to say, oh, look at these innocent loss of life. It's clearly these are more false flags by the government. They're still trying to play the game by the rules that worked during the Cold War half a century ago, and it just doesn't work anymore. We'll be right back.
Earth earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, and even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, the media bias on this gun issue is very obvious. We reported that Monday, on the same day these two apparent agent provocateurs shot and killed two police officers, there was another police-related shooting in the same city that was virtually ignored by the corporate media, where this 20-year veteran Las Vegas police officer shot and killed his wife, who also was with the Las Vegas Police Department, and their 5-year-old son then committed suicide. We're not going to mention that. People don't need to know about that. People don't need to know that the police themselves are the most dangerous people that will all have guns right now. Story over in IntelliHub. Apparently over in Pennsylvania, there was a situation where a police officer shot and killed his pregnant wife. And no, they were not able to save the unborn baby. The officer's name is being withheld. The name of the wife has been released, and it's been announced there will be no charges. No charges at all. All righty, we're going to take a quick phone call here. Ron in Ohio. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, I was going to ask you about Eric Cantor. He got beat just recently here, what, yesterday or something?
Yes.
And my first thing I have to think of is that did they have electronic voting machine or paper ballots? My first thought's paper ballots because with these electronic voting machines I have a real, like, problem with. What's your take on
that? Yeah, we all do. I mean, we know that America's elections are so crooked they have to screw those ballots into the ballot boxes. But as I was saying, vote fraud, in order to be successful, it can shift the outcome a few percentage points. If the candidates are within 5 percentage points, you can use election fraud to reverse the outcome. But when you're dealing with an overwhelming landslide, you can't reverse that, or it becomes obvious to everybody that's what happened.
So they did have electronic voting machines out there then?
I don't know what they
used
in this particular area, but in this case, it was a major, major upset, and it was an overwhelming rejection of Eric Cantor, and he stepped down as House Majority Leader. And who knows, maybe he can use that Israeli passport of his to fly back to Israel and run for the Knesset.
All right, so we'll take care. Love
with Israel and what's best for that. Okay? All right, we're going to move on here. I want to get back to this gun issue here. Over at Activist Post, they made a very interesting linkage. Remember how over in recent years we've been seeing all of these so-called terror arrests by the FBI that inevitably turn out to have been instigated by undercover FBI informants themselves, where they'll go out, they'll use the Internet or the NSA to find somebody who's on medication and who's talking tough about, you know, bringing down the government, and the FBI informant will get close to him and say, look, I got dynamite and I've got guns and let's go do something. Then they arrest the guy and they get the headline saying, see, the FBI is protecting you. But they noticed over at an Activist Post that these phony FBI terror plots shut down. Basically, at the same time, this surge of mass shootings began to happen. And we put up this map from the Washington Post of all the school shootings. And again, the first thing you notice is they're all taking places in gun-free zones. There's something for you to think about. And again, I want to hit this point because it's important to remember. They're trying to link all the mass shootings with those of us who do not think the federal government is doing a very good job, who do not approve of private central banking, who certainly do not approve of being lied to and propagandized all the time here. But again, anybody genuinely trying to bring about change is not going to go out and commit atrocities that will destroy public support they need to bring that change about. This is the classic test of a false flag attack. Party A goes out and commits an atrocity, kills little babies, and blames it on a second person. That's a false flag attack to destroy support for them. We saw the FBI using it against the Black Panthers and the feminists and the Vietnam protesters back in the 1960s. Israel has a long history throughout 60 years of doing that, going out and sending their agents to commit atrocities that are then blamed on the Palestinians. The good news is now everybody knows that's how the game gets played. Now, yesterday I was talking about, you know, obviously this surge in these staged gun shootings is a prelude to an attempt to ban the guns, because the government is afraid of the fact that 80% of the American public own at least one legally owned firearm here. And so we're seeing a very alarming story out of personalliberty.com where Obama is preparing to act unilaterally using his executive authority on guns. And the story goes that Obama is looking for new ways to act administratively using his executive authority to enact new gun control legislation. This came from the brand new White House spokesman, Josh Earnest. Okay, couple of points to remember. The president cannot create new laws. Only Congress can create the laws, and they must be in compliance with the Constitution, which includes that troublesome Second Amendment about the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Second, the president's executive orders and executive authority is binding only on the federal government. He has that authority to carry out the wishes of the Congress, not just create new things out of thin air, which he's been doing all along, especially with Obamacare. Every time there's a new problem surfaces in the Affordable Care Act, Obama writes a note and says, all right, we're going to change this. And it's illegal, unconstitutional, it's impeachable. Another story that we have along the same lines, and this is coming out of ex-Republic TV, Obama says his biggest frustration is not being able to pass new federal gun control laws. That's not your job, Barry. Your job is to carry out the will of the United States Congress, and Congress's job is to carry out the will of the American people. And if you are not willing to go along with that founding principle of this nation, please seek other employment. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good to hear you today. Hey, I sent you an article there. It's about one of our local police departments over here, which is duly infected with a lot of fraud and everything like that. But also, because of our reservation that we live on over here, it's got a lot of dual things between the tribal members. Anyway, there's a massive scandal that's broken out of here with lawsuits and everything like that, where they've hired inappropriate officers arresting people off duty, botching crime scene, botching rapes tests and stuff like that, taking things home and putting it in a private refrigerator. And I mean, if you read the article, it is so damning as far as what's, if it's happening in a small town in Montana, you can imagine what this is going on across the United States.
Oh, well, we're seeing all these stories coming out about how, you know, this volume of drugs or this volume of cash or these weapons just mysteriously vanish from the police evidence lockup. And it is. It's a nationwide problem. The police are basically being told they can do whatever they want and nothing bad will happen to them because they're being transformed from a force to fight crime and serve the public into a force to basically keep the public in their place.
Yeah, I was going to read just one paragraph here where it said this Mayor Kim, I can't pronounce her last name there, but anyway, it said, had no comment on the suit which seeks punitive damages to punish the city and its officials for alleged negligence. The state caps the amount of the punitive damage at about $10 million, although that cap is being challenged in court because it says a Lake County jury handed out a $248 million punitive damages award that far exceeds the limit in April. So there has been so much scandal building over here on this, and a bunch of the ham operators that I was just talking to was kind of telling me about this. But anyway, I sent you an article there. If you get a chance, I think if you read it, you might want to post it because it might let a few people realize what's going on.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I'll make a point of putting it up there during the coming break that we have up here, okay?
All right. And I sent you that one thing, too, about what's her name? Embrace the Suck. I think that video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're all trying to figure out some way they can dance around the defeat of Eric Cantor without letting the American people know what the real issues might be, because it might give those serfs uppity ideas. We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to drop you, Keith, more phone calls when we come back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is already back to the Oregon High School shooting. Oh, these poor children. How many more will we have to kill? I mean, how many more will have to die before Americans will give up their guns? All righty, we're going to grab a phone call here. Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm curious if you ever heard of the Dick Act, also known as the Militia Readiness Act of 1909.
1903, I think, is what you're talking about. It's the Efficiency of Militia Bill.
Yes. In that bill, if it's not been repealed, it says that they cannot do past, future, or present legislation as far as gun laws.
That's not exactly what it says. I know a lot of people send me the Dick Act in the email. Now, what the Dick Act really did was redefine militias because of confusion that arose during the Spanish-American War over what was the organized militia, what was the unorganized militia, and more importantly, who had jurisdiction and authority over them. But the Dick Act didn't repeal any gun laws. It didn't impose any new gun laws. And so the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, is still the law of the land. Now, there is a Supreme Court decision, United States versus Miller, where the Supreme Court ruled that the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the same weapons held by the military. The context of the case was Miller was caught with a sawed-off shotgun, and he took the case all the way to the Supreme Court, saying that the Second Amendment allows him to have sawed-off shotguns. The Supreme Court ruled against him, saying that only weapons in use then by the military were covered by the Second Amendment, and therefore it was legal to ban sawed-off shotguns. Of course, these days, sawed-off shotguns are being used by the military, but it's a moot point. The issue is here, we've got a government that's going to say anything they think will get us to go along with their agenda, and they're going to try and tangle us up with what does militia mean, what does regulated mean, but it really all comes down to a point of understanding that this government is no longer legitimate because they don't see they have to play by the rules. And simply, like the people of Crimea, you don't represent us anymore. We're quitting. We quit. We're not going to have anything more to do with you.
All right. And one more point about the cop that had committed suicide with his family and whatnot. That was in Boulder City, Nevada. It's like a couple towns away from here, Las Vegas.
Okay. The headline, when I saw it, it said they were actually part of the Las Vegas Police Department, regardless of where they live. But, yeah, and it is a tragedy. We know from a study that took place down in Florida, police officers are higher per capita users of these prescription psychiatric medications than the general population. And we know right now in America, one out of every five people are on these medications. And now they're telling us the cops are taking even more of these very dangerous chemicals as well.
Yeah, and also the story about the Walmart shooting here right by my house. Yeah, it turned out that the suspect was shot by a .223.
Okay, that's a very interesting story. So, wasn't suicide after all. Boy, they're getting sloppy with all this work. Bob, we're going to let you go and switch over to Dan in Washington. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mike. I just kind of wanted to touch on this Eric Cantor defeat, and the reaction it brought to me was kind of twofold. That one, America really is waking up and paying attention, which is a good sign, but boy, if we thought the false flags and the propaganda that accompanies it was coming hot and heavy already, the first reaction that came to me was blowback. That, that just goes to prove America's waking up, and they're not going to sit down and take that. We can't have that, so it's time to start awakening people and warning them that, question everything, and everything's going to start coming hot and heavy, and it's got nothing to do with global warming.
Absolutely. No, this is going to be a very rough November for the incumbents. And it isn't even a case of we're disgusted with the Democrats. Let's give the GOP another try, because people who are my age, which is now getting considerable, we've seen this ping pong back and forth between, oh, the Democrats are bad, let's put the Republicans back in. Oh, now the Republicans are bad, let's put the Democrats back in. Enough is enough is enough. Having to choose the lesser of two evils is still evil, and it's a stupid way to be running a country. And it is time to go back to a multitude of political parties, because this nation was not started with two entrenched political parties. The reason we were given the Republicans and the Democrats was to save the corporations money by limiting how many candidates they had to bribe ahead of the election to completely override the will of the voters. Back before the two-party system, you know, there were 10, 20 parties, and you had to give money to all those candidates. The two-party system is just a cost-saving mechanism for all the corrupting influences in our country. And the laws and the system are absolutely dead set against third-party challengers. They don't want somebody coming in and spoiling their little scam here. Look at the way they give Ron Paul the heave-ho in 2008 and 2012, and he clearly had more grassroots support than any other candidate. But he doesn't like the Federal Reserve, and he questions our support for Israel, so we can't let him play. And they just, kicked him out by any means fair and foul, emphasis on the foul.
Yeah, this whole party, it seems to me Americans are starting to remember that they should belong to a one-person party. I'm an American party. I have my views. I'm not dedicated to one side's talking points or the other side's talking points. I have my views. I'm responsible for them. I'll support who supports my views, but it has nothing to do with a party line. It has to do with what I believe in, my morals, and my values.
That's a
and
very, very good way to
encourage everybody
approach.
Else in America to think that way. Thanks,
That's a
Mike.
Very good way to approach making your political decisions here, because both of the entrenched parties use that party identification as a tool of mental enslavement. And they know there is a very large segment of the American voters who will always vote the straight party ticket no matter what, because their identity is now tangled up with it. I am a Republican. I am a Democrat. And that party becomes part of their identity, and they will never go against their own identity. But it's a form of mental enslavement where these people aren't seeing what the candidates are really all about. It's just, oh, he's a Republican, therefore he will get my vote, and so forth and so on. I note that Hillary is already out there screaming that, she should be elected president in 2016 to prove that we're no longer a sexist nation. She's getting pretty desperate out there. Alrighty, let's see. Now then, getting over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. As you're probably already aware, NATO is holding very massive war games in the Black Sea area. Russia is now launching their own parallel war games in the Baltic, side by side, which raises the possibility of some hothead launching a live weapon at somebody else and really kicking things off for real. Now, Russia has just passed a foreign agents law. And it's being denounced here in the United States because, oh, it's impacting on all these hundreds of non-governmental organizations. But Russia is correct to do this because one only need look at how AIPAC has undermined and subverted the government of the United States to see the wisdom of curtailing these organizations' influence. Russia understands that NGOs like Canvas and USAID played key roles in the overthrow of the elected government of the Ukraine. And Russia caught USAID trying to foment protests and riots inside Russia to destabilize that government. So Russia is very much in the right here. We need laws like that in the United States of America, especially for organizations like AIPAC and ADL, which are clearly serving the interests of a foreign government ahead of the interests of the United States of America and its people. Now, there's an article out over at Strat Risks, defying Russian warnings, Moldova and Georgia head for EU PAT. And what's really interesting about this, this article is continuing this whole myth that Russia stole Crimea and Russia's to blame for all the unrest in the Ukraine, which is absolute complete nonsense. Everything was fine until the U.S. went in and kicked out the elected government and installed another U.S. puppet regime. And the Ukrainian people said, no, we're not having anything to do with that. Now, remember a story that came out of Blacklisted News where it came out that the United States government sent foreign aid to Moldova and Georgia, most of which is probably going to go into the pockets of those countries' leaders. It's an outright bribe. $8 million to Moldova, $5 million to Georgia to say, bring your people, sell your people into the slavery of the European Central Bank. And for those people living in Moldova and Georgia, take that $8 million or $5 million, divide it by the population, and just see how cheaply you were sold into the slavery of the European Central Bank. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Kyle in Philadelphia. Oh, actually, no. Kyle, I'm going to ask you to wait. We're coming up on a commercial break, and I don't want to have to cut you off here. But we're seeing this all over the world where the U.S. government will send in so-called foreign aid to countries, and the foreign aid is never seen down at the street level with the people. It all vanishes into the pockets of the leadership who will then do what it is they were bought to do. And this is a pattern we've seen throughout history. It's nothing new with this kind of stuff. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I want to double back to what you were talking about as far as the problems with the two-party system. And for me, the biggest issue with the two-party system is the impossible choice that it leaves everybody with. And what I mean by that is, if you are a, you know, if you believe in strong gun rights, if you believe in supposedly smaller government, if you believe in whatever, then you're supposed to be a Republican. Well, that also means that you're supposed to, your candidates are going to go along with other things like against gay marriage or, you know, against, you know, assisted suicide or things of that nature. And I don't like the fact that you have this choice of one or the other, when, to be quite honest with you, and about 50% of either party I completely disagree with. So you're absolutely right. There needs to be a third, fourth, and fifth choice so that you can have more nuanced selection on your issues. For me personally, I tend to be more of a Republican as it comes to political issues, but I tend to be more of a Democrat when it comes to social issues. Now, if I had my way, I would have a candidate who said, I don't think that when it comes to social issues, government should have any say in it whatsoever. If you want to, you know, commit suicide because you're deathly ill, the government should have absolutely no say in that whatsoever. If you want to have an abortion, the government should have that no say in it. But I can't get what I want within the two-party system. So I'm stuck.
No, you can't. The scam there is, to get what you want, you will have to take the bad things blended in with it. Now, remember, we have a Congress and a legislative body as a holdover from a time where it took days to ride across the country with messages. And so the idea of a representative government was they'd be elected by the people, they'd come together and make all the decisions. But you know something? We actually don't need that anymore. In this age of global instantaneous electronic communication, a lot of these issues could be put to direct popular vote, where, you know, and we need a better company than healthcare.gov to set this system up. But you could literally have a shopping list and saying, yes, I support gay marriage. No, I don't like the wars. I'm in favor of strong gun rights. And just basically allow the people to decide these various issues for themselves. And the central federal government would be little more than a caretaker whose job it is to provide for the community those things the community cannot organize on its own, like highways, schools, hospitals, and so forth. But this idea that we have to basically pick one of two people to represent us when we know the platform that they're carrying doesn't really represent all of our views, it's obsolete, and we really don't need that anymore.
Not to mention, when you try to make laws that apply to a country and a population that is as vast as ours, it's completely it's going to be unsuccessful, because the problems and the issues that I'm having here in the suburbs of Philadelphia versus the problems and issues that you're having out there in Hawaii are going to be so vastly different.
I agree, and I think the clearest example of that is this idea of national educational standards and curriculum, when the reality is it should be, and it used to be, left up to the community to decide what they needed to teach their children in order to merge with that community as they left school. Obviously, in agricultural areas, you want to put the focus on agriculture and farming and animal husbandry. In high technology areas, you don't want to waste your time with the cows and chickens. You want to talk about hardware development and deployment. And so forth and so on. This is why originally schools in local areas, it was up to them to decide the curriculum. This one size fits all is really harmful to the education of our children, because they're being taught things that are completely inappropriate that they're never going to use. And Common Core, of course, is the worst offender of that.
Well, and absolutely. I mean, we have to focus on the presidential election and the federal government elections. When in fact, when you think about it, your focus should be on your local government, because to be honest with you, theoretically, they should be the ones that have the most impact in the laws and policies that most directly affect you.
That's exactly correct, and that's why when this country was first founded, the power and authority rested in the local communities and the states. And the federal government's power was very limited. It was basically designed to be arbitrating among the states themselves. And the federal government did not have authority on the lives of people living in the states themselves. Of course, the federal government's attitude is, we have the right to control everybody now and tell them what foods they'll eat and what foods they won't eat, what medicines they have to take, what medicines they can't have. And it's just a reminder that all power structures are self-perpetuating and self-growing. And this government has clearly grown way, way beyond its original constitutional limits, and they think that's cool because it gets them all the money and the perks. And their attitude is that, yeah, everybody in the country has to accept the one-size-fits-all education, the one-size-fits-all medication, the one-size-fits-all food, because that's what's going to make them the most money for their corporate cronies.
Absolutely. And the idea of America is theoretically that if you want to have concealed carry and have as many weapons as you possibly want, and you want to live in a state where there's not gay marriage and there's no abortion, then theoretically there should be that state for you. And if you want to be somebody who lives in a state where there is, a pro-choice and you're allowed to have gay marriages and you don't want to have a whole, there should be a state for you. And you can relocate to that state, and or you can shape your local state and your local government by the ideas that you and your population value. And we do not have
that. You're absolutely right there, but also keep in mind something, that the furor over gay marriage and abortions are manufactured fringe
absolutely
issues that politicians love to flood the media with every election year, so you're not thinking about the state of the economy, all of the ongoing wars, the crimes of the pharmaceutical corporations and the Wall Street money junkies. They don't want you thinking about that. They want to get you all whipped up about these fringe issues that don't really change your personal life all that much, and get everybody lined up with signs on each side saying, no, this is, the gays can't do this and the gays can't do that. And for those of us who aren't gay, who cares? Leave them alone. If they're happy, leave them alone. Stop messing around with things that aren't your business. But our entire culture seems to feel that personal empowerment comes from always having something to whine and complain about, even if it doesn't affect you personally. And we need to get away from that. We need to go back to a people that are have a strong sense of self-responsibility and self-direction and very much a live-and-let-live attitude. Towards other people. And the laws of this land should only punish those who bring harm to each other. And otherwise, you know, stay out of people's bedrooms, for goodness sake.
Absolutely. I mean, the idea that people need to have their beliefs and their values forced on other people, and that they need to say, well, in order to prove that I'm right, I need to have my view enforced on other people, is so incredibly wrong.
That's what the parties do. The parties are always selling, if you support us, we will make the rest of the country believe the way you do in the flying spaghetti monster. Kyle, I have to let you go. I'm going to try and fit in one more phone call before our top of the hour segment. Mike in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks. Great show as always. Listen, do you ever come across a news article and you just scratch your head and you ask yourself, what universe am I living in? I mean, what the heck is going on? I'm sure you're aware of how Red China, with its increased prosperity, has been building up its military and quite frankly, flexed its muscle. I'm sure you've heard Chinese generals routinely threatening to nuke America, how there's been border disputes with every country from South Korea to the Philippines and Japan about disputed islands. And I think they recently sank a fishing boat, I think, from the Philippines. Well, with that in mind, why the heck, I came across this on Rents.com, it's from the Guardian.com, China joins in world's largest naval exercises. And in the article, Chinese ships headed for waters near Hawaii on Tuesday to participate for the first time in the world's largest naval exercise is a rare opportunity to build trust with the U.S. and regional rivals, including the Philippines and Japan. So with all of this so apparent hostility between Japan and its neighbors and the bellicose statements from its generals, why on God's green earth are we having these joint exercises with this country? Could you riddle me that one, Batman?
Hello?